Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, December 10th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting off with your local news, we have some active warrants in Hardy County. First up, Pedro Efrain Hernandez has two local warrants, one for failure to appear for driving while license suspended, canceled, or revoked, and one for violation of probation for possession of synthetic cannabinoids, cathinones, or synthetic phenethylamines. And Carlos Garcia Rodriguez has a local warrant for violation of probation for possession of methamphetamine and tamper with or fabricating of physical evidence. If you know of any information regarding these individuals, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Or to remain anonymous, contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can also be called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **TIPS. Your local events tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. is Hometown Christmas, brought to you by Main Street Wauchula and Wauchula State Bank. Enjoy 15 tons of snow, two snow slides, Santa's Playland, free crafts, vendors, and live entertainment right here in Heritage Park. Also coming up next Friday is Palooza in the Park, presented by Mosaic and Main Street Wauchula. It's every third Friday starting at 6 p.m. Next week, they'll be having trivia. Alcohol is permitted in Heritage Park for Palooza in the Park. No glass containers, though. You must bring your own bottle or purchase one from the pub or Giovanni's. And Power and Light Productions presents Bethlehem Nights, a live walkthrough interactive Christmas festival. It's going on now at the Hardy County Cattlemen's Arena all the way until December 11th. Celebrate Jesus' birthday with your family or group by taking a walk back in time through the dusty streets of their amazing recreation of the village of Bethlehem. Encounter over 100 volunteer actors portraying numerous characters, bringing the story of Christmas to life. Live animals, authentic sets, merchant shops, plus props, music, dancing, lighting, and a petting zoo make a truly authentic experience that will warm your heart and remind everyone that Christmas is a celebration of Jesus Christ. Tickets and food will be available at 5 p.m. each night, and the village opens at 6. Hand sanitizer will be available throughout the village. Actors will maintain space from guests, and masks are not required but are encouraged. For more details, visit www.powerandlightproductions.com/Bethlehem Nights. That's www.powerandlightproductions.com/Bethlehem Nights. Your jobs here in the area: International Healthcare Agency in Fort Meade is looking for a pharmacy technician, a high school diploma or GED, U.S. work authorization, a pharmacy technician license, and 1 year of experience are required. Quest Diagnostics in Wauchula is looking for a biometric screener. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED and medical license and current medical certification, along with 1 year of healthcare experience. And Paynes Creek Historic State Park in Bowling Green is looking for a park ranger. Qualifications include at least a Class E Florida driver's license, excellent communication skills, and knowledge of resource management, protection, and maintenance. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. tonight and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. You can email us, hardymidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/hardymidday. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us or read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 79 degrees out, feels like 86. No predicted chance of rain. Your current conditions, mostly sunny. Shade temperature, 80 degrees. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds east at 6 miles per hour with gusts up to 7 miles per hour. The humidity, very humid at 67%. Air quality is fair. The dew point, 67. Cloud cover 14%, visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, patchy fog early in the morning, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, patchy fog after midnight. Areas of fog toward morning with lows in the mid-60s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, patchy fog in the morning, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s, light and variable winds. Going on now to Sunday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing with highs in the lower 80s, and Sunday night with mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s and highs in the lower 80s. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now for today, tonight, and the weekend. Let's go on now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With the holidays upon us, many are searching for the perfect gifts for loved ones and friends. Fortunately, according to MorningAgClips.com, Florida offers up a fantastic option with citrus. Throughout November and December, the Florida Citrus Commission is encouraging consumers to send a gift of sunshine and vitamin C this holiday season to support Florida citrus gift fruit shippers during their busiest time of year. To find out more, go to PickFLA.com. The USDA announced final pandemic assistance payments for the timber industry starting this week. USDA will provide $200 million through the pandemic assistance for timber harvesters and haulers to loggers and log trucking businesses. The funds are for businesses that experienced a gross revenue loss of at least 10% in 2020. Eligible applicants must have derived at least 50% of gross revenue from timber harvesting or hauling. Global food prices rose for the fourth consecutive month in November, driven by strong demand for wheat and dairy products. According to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO's food price index averaged 134.4 points during November, its highest level since June of 2011, and 1.2% higher than October. AgriMarketing.com reports the index tracks monthly changes in international prices of commodity-traded food commodities. November's index was 27.3% higher than a year earlier.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Feral swine are firmly established in the Southeast, and despite years of trapping and hunting, the feral hog problem doesn't appear to be improving. Feral hogs now number in the millions, and the USDA estimates that they cause $1.5 billion of damage and control costs each year. Trapping has been a mainstay of control, but it does come with drawbacks. U.S. Forest Service researcher John Kilgo told the USDA News Service that traditional traps allow the trapper to capture only one or maybe a few hogs at a time. And since they are intelligent animals, the pigs that escape are then aware of the traps and learn to stay away from them. Kilgo was asked about a tech-based smart trap.
We now have the capability to put a camera on a trap that will send images of what's in the trap, which pigs are in the trap, and then can in turn receive commands from the trapper to close the gate when the trapper is ready. If you know the composition of the sounder you're trying to trap, which you determine through pre-trapping trail camera work to see how many are in the group, what they look like, the size and age composition, you can wait for all of the pigs to get in the trap before you close the trap.
A single sounder or small group of pigs can leave a field looking plowed overnight. For farmers trying to grow crops, that's a very bad problem, so new tech-based smart traps may be part of the solution.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing lower on Wall Street as investors tapped the brakes after 3 days of gains. The S&P 500 fell 0.7%. The NASDAQ was off 1.7%. The Dow slipped less than 1 point. Small company stocks fell more than the rest of the market. The pullback came after investors pushed the S&P 500 index up 3.6% over the first 3 days of the week. That was largely in response to easing worries about the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus. The Dow off a fraction today to 35,754. The NASDAQ dropped 269 points to 15,517. The S&P was down 33 to 4,667. New York oil fell $1.42, closing at $70.94 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Miami Heat tied a team record with 22 three-pointers while downing Milwaukee 113-104. Bucks coach Mike Budenholzer.
You know, timely threes for them. Those guys stepped up. They made 22 threes as a team. They made the plays to win. Give them credit.
Donovan Mitchell scored 36 points. The sharpshooting Jazz earned their fifth straight win, 136-104 over Minnesota. Cleveland picked up their fifth win in seven games, 115-92 over Chicago. It was Philadelphia 110, Charlotte 106,
Sixers forward Tobias Harris scored 18 points.
We did a good job in fourth quarter executing offensively and getting shots that we wanted and big shots as well.
Kyle Kuzma drained a three-pointer with 0.6 seconds left in overtime to send Washington past Detroit 119-116. Indiana beat New York 122-102. The Pacers seized control of the 15-2 run in the opening quarter. This is Esser in Sports. Houston knocked off Eastern Conference leader Brooklyn 114-104. Nets guard James Harden at 25 points in his return to Houston.
Very special. You know, I spent some of my most amazing years here, on the court and off the court. So, a lot of love.
The Rockets are the first team in league history to have a 7-game winning streak and a 15-game losing skid in the same season. Golden State improved to a league-best 21-4 with a 104-94 win over Portland. Mike Muscala's three-pointer with 9 seconds to play gave Oklahoma City 110-109 win over Toronto. It was Dallas 104, Memphis 96, Denver overtime, New Orleans 121-114, Sacramento 142, Orlando 130, the LA Clippers 114, Boston 111. Top 25 action, 11th-ranked Arizona 94, Wyoming 65, the Wildcats 8-0, West Virginia 56, 15th-ranked UConn 53, number 19, Michigan State 75, Minnesota 67, 20th-ranked Florida 85, North Florida 55. With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. And no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can stop in and see them at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or visit them online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: if you believe that no one knows you exist, try missing a couple of payments. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day and a great weekend, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.